very staunch Roman Catholic. In fact, after his wife died, he became a priest, and he was ordained a Monsignor afterwards. So some of the rules that he enacted around the university, like there was a kind of a phrase around the college called "no canoodling on the quad." Like, he would personally intervene if he saw male students and female students being physically affectionate to each other, and not just students, staff members as well too, because as far as he was concerned, it was unchristian like to behave that way in public, particularly if they weren't married to each other. So there you go. But one of his kind of infamous stories, and it's probably embellished a little bit, is that he got the governing body to pass a rule that female students couldn't come to campus without wearing full nylon stockings. And he actually used to police this by checking to see whether students were actually wearing stockings. And there's actually a letter which he wrote.
It's illegal.
What?
That's illegal. It
probably is now, but I think in the 1950s, you were the band. So, 14th of May 1947, he wrote to Miss Mitchell, and she was the president of the women's club. There was a men's club and a women's club. You might think that was very nice of them to have a men's club and a women's club so they could have activities. It was more about keeping male students and female students away from each other than it was about kind of promoting, I suppose, the clubs among each other. So he writes to Miss Mitchell, "Dear Miss Mitchell, I want to make it clear that I am not withdrawing my official request to the women students to wear stockings, but I am willing not to press the case too much, provided no abuses are made of it. Personally, if I am lecturing, I will not allow girls to come in without stockings, nor do I think that they should attend church without stockings. After inquiring, I have now ascertained that stockings are cheaper and plentiful at the moment. Therefore, it seems to me that there is no excuse for not wearing them. When the girls go hiking in the summer, etc., I do not mind what they do. But we do want a certain amount of dignity and self-respect here in the college. If I find any girls sitting down in the quadrangle with knees crossed, etc., and without stockings, I shall have to take disciplinary action. Meanwhile, understand that I am not going to be too meticulous unless the abuse becomes widespread. Yours sincerely, Alfred O'Rahilly, President."